Third address, President George Albert Smith. George Albert Smith, Conference Report, April 1949, pages 119-120. I thought I would like to stand in the presence of this great audience this morning and congratulate you that you are here in the House of the Lord on the birthday of the Church, the 119th anniversary. And I also hope that the more than a million souls now living that belong to the Church are remembering that this was a wonderful event. As I saw the blue sky this morning and the glorious sunshine, I thought of Parley P. Pratt's wonderful hymn, "The Morning Breaks, the Shadows Flee, Lo, Zion's Standard is Unfurled, the Dawning of a Brighter Day, Majestic Rises on the World." And if this group of people, and those who are associated with the Church who have covenanted with the Lord to do so, will undertake to fulfill that portion of his prayer where he says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven," the coming of that great day will be hastened. It remains for us to bring that about, brothers and sisters. The years pass so swiftly. 66 years ago I was attending the same school that these young men and women are now, then called the Brigham Young Academy. 66 years ago, when I think of what a wonderful record that school has made and the blessing it has been to the Church and to the people, I am grateful that their representatives are here this morning to sing for us and to warm our hearts by their presence. I don't want to take more time, my brethren and sisters, but I just felt I wanted to greet you this morning and say to every one of you, God bless you, and let us see that every time we hear or read the prayer offered by the Savior as a pattern for all of us to pray, that we keep in mind that it is our privilege to be a part of that program when this earth shall be even as heaven. The Lord bless you. Amen.